It's Friday, March 2nd, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. Heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Muslims in northern Nigeria killed 12 Christians and injured 20 more recently after believers tried to rescue two Christian girls who had been kidnapped and forced into Islamic conversions. The Muslims also set fire to homes and shops in the primarily Christian area of the town. An estimated 16,000 Christians have been killed since 2015 in Nigeria, Africa, with violence largely driven by Muslim extremists and little to no protection offered by the government. Ahead of an election this month for his fourth term, Russian President Vladimir Putin unveiled nuclear systems he called, quote-unquote, invincible, that could reach anywhere in the world and evade a U.S.-built missile defense system. In one of the video presentations during Putin's State of the Union address, missiles appeared to be coming down on the U.S. state of Florida. A hypersonic missile system Putin described is also under development by the U.S. and China. Psalm 20, verse 7 says, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God." In a major victory for homeschoolers, Hawaii Democratic State Senator Kai Kahele withdrew a bill that he sponsored that required background checks for all parents who want to teach their children at home. This came after reviewing nearly 1,000 pieces of written testimony and hundreds of parents and students giving testimony before a committee last month. Proverbs 21:1 declares, "The king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will." A South Carolina Senate committee approved Senate Bill S-217 last week, called the Personhood Act, for consideration by the full Senate. The bill would restore legal protection for all human beings, beginning at conception, outlawing all murder of the unborn in the state. Gualberto Garcia Jones with the Personhood Alliance told LifeSite News that the bill is a direct challenge to Roe v. Wade, and its, quote, unscientific, unconstitutional, and immoral imposition of abortion upon the people of South Carolina, end quote. The Worldview spoke to Dr. Matthew Clark, executive director of Personhood South Carolina, about the development.
It's a culmination of over a year of work, phone calls, emails, but really the biggest thing is just people are praying all over the state and nation. We're very hopeful. We have 22 South Carolina senators committed. We have the governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general all committed. We have the commitment of House leadership to pass this bill if it's passed in the Senate. We just need a few more senators to come on board.
To support this effort to protect human life beginning at conception, visit the link provided in our transcript today at theworldview.com. President Donald Trump spoke to lawmakers on Wednesday, urging a strong bill on background checks for gun buyers. Oddly enough, for the candidate endorsed by the NRA, Trump also advocated for confiscating guns from people thought to pose a threat without due process first, saying, quote, "I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. To go to court would have taken a long time," end quote. Back in 2015 and 2016, 10 women came forward with a lawsuit accusing Institute and Basic Life Principles founder Bill Gothard of sexual abuse and harassment. Just recently, a statement from the plaintiffs in the case indicated that they have voluntarily dismissed the lawsuit. Why is Canada talking about euthanizing their children? The Worldview spoke with a pro-life advocate there in our special report following today's newscast. A Generations listener shared a heart-wrenching prayer request. Quote, "Our 3-year-old son Robert was found unresponsive in our pond yesterday. CPR was done on him for 45 minutes. He had no pulse or breathing. The ambulance personnel got pulse back. He is in ICU on a breathing machine and medications to help his heart pump. We would so appreciate your prayers at this time," end quote. Please pray. 1 Corinthians 12:26 says, "If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. on this Friday, March 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview Special Report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. Canada legalized euthanasia in 2016, and now they are considering euthanasia for children that they do not deem worthy of life. The Worldview spoke to Alex Schadenberg, Executive Director of Euthanasia Prevention Coalition, about how things have progressed from euthanasia being legalized for adults to talking about euthanasia for children.
Why are they looking at the issue of children? And I think it has to do with the fact that euthanasia is sold to us about autonomy, that it's my choice. If I want to die, that's my choice. Someone else has to do it, obviously, but it's my choice. But in reality, it was never about my choice. It was about eliminating certain lives. That's the philosophy behind the scene.
Schadenberg said that people are trying to cure suffering by thinking that euthanasia is the answer.
It's natural for the human person to fear suffering, fear pain. The problem with euthanasia and assisted suicide is it's sold to us as a lie. It's the problem from the beginning because it's about killing. They tell us it's about choice, autonomy, freedom, it's about my life, but really it's about giving the power to a physician to kill you.
Schadenberg said that the answer to pain and suffering is proper pain medication, along with a community that cares.
We have to understand, it's natural that I would fear pain. It's natural that I would fear suffering. But the answer to my difficult human reality is to be with them, to care for them, to recognize what's natural to them and that they're going to be feeling that way. To show love to the other is the natural response that we should be giving, but the other response is, no, we'll kill you.
Schadenberg concluded with the reminder that we were not created to be alone, and people often make decisions for euthanasia when they feel abandoned.
We are made to be communal, not independent. That's how we are. That's how God made us. And so therefore, if I'm alone and I'm abandoned by my culture, euthanasia will flourish.
May this spur us Christians on to show the love of Christ Jesus to the lonely and those who feel abandoned, so they will not choose euthanasia for their loved ones or themselves. John 13:35 says, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.